Dove Island Lodge owner Dwayne Lambeth and his attorney Dan Coffey, an Anchorage assemblyman, say they expanded the lodge's capacity with the understanding of the city planning department. Lambeth and Coffey argued that the city approved all building permits for new construction on the lodge's half of the two-acre island, and that city planner Wells Williams in 2003 recommended Lambeth scale back his plans to add 6 bedrooms to the main lodge building in order to meet the 5-bedroom limit for a bed and breakfast. The Lambeths bought the Dove Island property in late 2002 from John Yerkes, who had 2 cabins on the site and a conditional use permit for a rental operation consisting of 2 cabins and a total of 4 guests with 2 children. Coffey told the assembly that the guest count was misunderstood at the time of the sale to be twice the permitted level.
The cabins, there's a simple confusion. I don't disagree with what Wells says about what the conditional use permit says. It says 4 adults and 2 kids. That was granted in 1995. In 1998, Mr. Yerkes wrote in and said, I want to build 2 cabins, and they will serve, quote, the same number of guests. Now, what did he mean? 6 total, 4 adults and 2 kids, or did he mean 4 and 4 and 2 and 2 in each cabin? I don't know, but the practice that he engaged in was 4 and 4 and 2 and 2 in each cabin.
Guest numbers were further inflated the following year when Lambeth and his contractor, former Dove Island property owner John Yerkes, sought building permits to expand one of the cabins into a lodge building.
I had a certain number in mind of people that I needed to have, and we did the math and the numbers to make this a viable operation. And those original numbers were going to be 4 in the rooms, and we were going to build 6 rooms, and along with the 2 additional cabins. So we talked about that. We drew up plans for all of that. John Yerkes went and talked with Wells about it, and they said, that's not a problem, except originally Wells had told John, if you keep it at 5 rooms and less, it can be and if it's also part of your main residence, the house where you live in, it can be permitted as a bed and breakfast. So we cut the number of rooms to 5 rooms.
The math in these remarks suggests that Lambeth, who bought a 2-cabin lodge permitted for 4 adults and 2 children, or 6 people, believed he was buying a lodge with a capacity of 12, which he wanted to expand to 36 with the addition of 6 bedrooms. On the advice of the planning director, Lambeth added only 5 bedrooms, bringing his total capacity to 32 people. City planner Wells Williams says he remembers discussing 2 uses, a bed and breakfast and a lodge, on 1 piece of property. Anything beyond that, said Williams, was not as clear.
Yes, indeed, there was a point in time in which it was discussed, but my recollection differs from Mr. Lambeth's recollection in that Mr. Lambeth feels he laid everything out with us, in all the details, and my recollection is different than that.
The paper record of the Dove Island Lodge couldn't be more clear. The 1995 conditional use permit allowing 4 adult guests remains in force. While the assembly was sensitive to the fact that Dove Island had evolved into a significant business, the policy question for them remained, will Sitka enforce its codes and permits or not? Here's how Assemblymember Heidi Raffelli saw things.
I've always known that it was better to ask for forgiveness than permission. But that's for your spiritual advisor. That's not of your assembly. For me, this is a very simple situation. It's not very complex at all. Did they follow the code or not? The code was in place before they purchased the property. It's not personal. I don't know the Lambeths. I don't know Mr. Coffey. And I don't know most of you in the room. It's not personal. But it is professional. And I feel like, well, I know that we have to follow the codes.
Deputy Mayor John Sherrod then introduced a motion to allow Dove Island Lodge a conditional use permit for 14 guests based on the recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Reber Stein, who repeatedly mentioned the need to respect low densities in the residential area, asked for and won an amendment lowering that to 8. The main motion, granting Dove Island a conditional use permit for a lodge with 8 guests and 6 non-family employees, passed 5-1 with Jack Osmond deposed. The Assembly then passed a conditional use permit for the lodge's commercial dock, though that issue is clouded by Dove Islands having failed to obtain the necessary state and federal permits. Mayor Dapcevich was recused to avoid a potential ethical conflict. He disclosed to the Assembly that he had accepted free overnight accommodations and fly-in fish charters from Dove Island. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.